Hi, Chiefs fans. This is Clark Hunt. The Sports Medicine and Performance Center at the University of Kansas Health System treats any sports injury to any of your family's players. Whether it's your back, knee, hip, shoulder, or a concussion, the same experts who care for the Chiefs will treat you like a pro. Learn more at sportsmedicine.kansashealthsystem.com. We're proud that the University of Kansas Health System is the official healthcare provider of the Chiefs and the athlete in you.
Well, let's take a look at the Kansas 4A bracket. And we are down now to the quarterfinals. You've got Lewisburg hosting Bishop Miege and Baser Linwood hosting Paola. Lewisburg 48-0 over Piper last week, Coach. That's pretty – I mean, Piper was playing good football, hanging 40 points a week the last few weeks. They didn't get anything out of Lewisburg. Their defense is what I think might be the most impressive part about Lewisburg, and they can score a lot of points.
I agree with you. They're 10-0. They've had a great run, but defensively they are outstanding. But their defense will be tested against Miege.
Yes, it will. And I think the interesting thing with Miege being a 5 seed and with the way it's played out, if Miege goes back to the state championship game, they will not play a home game the entire time. They've been on the road since the first week of the playoffs.
Amazing. Amazing that the number one team ranked-wise has not had a home game yet.
Yeah. So, so it's one of those things that, I don't know, it's just funny to think where they – well, they did have a home game the first one, the 5-12 game. But they, since that point, they've been on the road. And they're playing good football. They gave up 20 points to a pretty good Pittsburgh team. And that's their defense is still rock solid. And while they've had some injuries, Bryson Commons is back. Sam Pedrotti has done a really good job at quarterback this year very quietly. The experience level that they have of playing 14 games every year is something that might show up for really as they go forward. But this is their first test to kind of see where they are this year.
And I think you hit the nail right on top when you said about the quarterback, Pedrotti. He's just done a great job for him. He's kind of low profile. You don't hear his name a lot, but he's done a great job all throughout the season.
Okay, on the other side, you got Paolo at Baser Linwood. Baser Linwood, quietly, they beat DeSoto early on in the season. They had the one loss to Lansing, a one-point game, and Paolo only has the one loss as well to Lewisburg the last week of the season. These two teams, this game looks like it could go all the way down to the last snap, Coach. Both of them offensively are pretty good, but defensively they're solid as well.
I don't think there's very many teams that are more physically tough than Paola. They are just physically tough year in and year out.
And you wonder, they're young, and that's the question. You know, in that Lewisburg game, Lewisburg maybe a little more experience got him that week. This Baser Linwood team has got some young players, but they've got some good experience. Dylan Mustard, their quarterback, they throw the ball a little more than they have. I know Coach Stahlbaumer is kind of a run-oriented guy, but he's got some guys, and they can throw the ball up and down the field a little bit.
It's a good example of you do what you have the thing assets to do, and he is a good quarterback and can throw the ball.
Yeah, so that game, to me, has a chance to kind of go down the end. I would give the lean to Miege just because of the experience level and the teams that they played. But I really want to see what this Lewisburg team can do against Miege. I think Paola and Baser Linwood are really evenly matched, and that's a good quarterfinal game right there. And Miege has been so much better than everyone else in 4A the last few years. This is the they're closer to the pack than they've been. We're going to find out just how close when they play Lewisburg.
It's going to be interesting because we've talked about this several times since Miege dropped back down into 4. There's always seems to be one or two teams that are undefeated or with one loss, but Miege just seems to take care of it.
Yeah, they did last year against DeSoto. That was kind of the team. They played them last week of the season and then saw them in the semifinals again. So that's really – maybe it's Lewisburg this year, and maybe somebody gets a little closer to them. We'll see. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk with Shawnee Mishneese, Coach Justin Hoover, and break down the rest of the 6A bracket, all of those games in the quarterfinals. Just in the Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group.